You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. A recent study by Washington University found that financial preparedness is among the chief factors that influence whether students choose to go on and ultimately complete a higher education. The study also found that if a family saved any amount of money for college, it greatly impacted a child's likelihood of going on and finishing higher education. So this is where Idaho's IDEAL, or 529 College Savings Program, comes into play. Joining me live in studio to talk more about this is Idaho College Savings Program Executive Director Christine Stoll. Welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
So first question, for people who are not aware, explain what the IDEAL plan is.
Okay, so the IDEAL plan is the college savings plan. A lot of times people will hear 529, mm-hmm. and that's the IRS code for college savings plan, much like a 401k means in IRS terms, retirement. Every state has a 529 account, and in federal law, the state entity has to create it and run it. So we are it for Idaho, and what we do, our entire mission is to help families save for education in a tax-advantaged way. So you're able to start your account with $25. We invest your money. We grow it tax deferred. And you can also take a state tax deduction for your annual contributions, which is a pretty nice tax deduction. It's up to $6,000 a year if you are a single filer, and up to $12,000 if you're married filing jointly. The money grows tax deferred. And then when you're ready to use it for a qualified tuition expense, which is a varied amount of things that you can spend it mm-hmm. on, all the growth is tax-free. And so that's all we do is help families save for education goals.
And what's interesting to me about this is like what you just said, is I think a lot of times, too, people think, well, it's college savings.
Right.
So you have to go to a four-year university. You have to use it for that. Mm-hmm. That's not necessarily the case. This is
right.
to go on.
It is to go on. And thank you for bringing that up. It's one of the biggest myths that we have is, oh, well, my child is maybe not going to go to four-year traditional school. They're going to go to trade school. Mm-hmm. And we always say, really, it's anything past high school that it is accredited by the U.S. Department of Education, which you'd want anyways. But that could be a phlebotomist certificate, truck driving, hair school. It could be two-year, four-year grad school. It really is anything. We're not here to tell you what you should do. We want you to find your passion. We're just here to help you save for that.
And so IDEAL recently released a report on how Idahoans are doing saving for mm-hmm. college. So what did you find with that? Because I think this is fascinating with this study out of Washington University.
Right.
Because when I said it impacts the likelihood of going on, it was something like by 7 times.
Yes, it's actually a bigger predictor, studies show, than academics. That you have a college savings account dedicated of any type. That doesn't have to be a 529. Mm-hmm. It could be at the bank. And really when the research is showing is that it changed the culture in these families. They had done a long-term study in regards to families that didn't have a practice of going on. And they found that after they did some career development and mm-hmm. college planning and that sort of thing, that these children were 7 times more likely to go on and finish. So, and it is regardless of the amount in the account. It really is just, we believe in you, we're putting money towards this, and then they find a way to make it happen.
So what did you find in the study then here in Idaho about, are we saving for our kids?
We are seeing a big increase in saving, which is great. In fact, gifting has increased 170%, 172% in the last 3 years, 46% just this last year. So last year we had $1.5 million come in from gifters. So that could be someone that you love that you contribute to their account. Mm-hmm. This year, $2.3 million, which is great. And 3 years ago, $853,000. So we are seeing that it's a family affair, mm-hmm. which is what that study showed, is that it really takes multiple people to help with this goal of going on, not only just monetarily, but the expectation.
Financially, emotionally,
yeah, all
everything.
Of it, right?
So tell me about who can set up a 529 plan or the IDEAL plan, because I think a lot of times, too, people think, well, you have to be the parent and,
right.
and it has to be under your name and,
yes.
and all of this. But that's not necessarily the case, correct?
Right. And in Idaho, anyone can contribute to an IDEAL account. You can set up an IDEAL account. Anybody can. You can set it up for yourself. You can set it up for children, grandchildren, niece, nephew, whoever. You will need a Social Security number, birthday, and address, okay, to set it up. then and you can contribute to somebody else's account. You don't have to own the account. And regardless of whether you own it or you're just contributing as a gift, you still get to take the state tax deduction, which is a huge win-win, right?
Right. So
you're investing in someone's passion in their future. You're leaving a legacy and you're getting a state tax deduction.
So also you said you have to have $25 to set an account up.
That's correct.
Is there a mandatory minimum amount that you have to contribute every year? Or how does that work as well? Because it can be daunting if you think that I have to put a certain amount of money in all the time.
So it's $25 to start. That goes directly into your account. It's not something that we keep. The money goes into the account. You do not have to have a minimum unless you're on payroll deduction, and that is $15 a payroll is mandatory for a payroll deduction. But other than that, there is no minimum for the year, the month, whatever. If you have a really great year and you have some extra money, you can put it in your account. You can do it one time. You can set it up reoccurring if you'd like. A lot of people do that. But if this year, for whatever reason, you're not able to, that's fine. You just don't contribute. Mm-hmm. Nothing happens. Your money just continues to grow.
I'm speaking with Idaho College Savings Program Executive Director Christine Stoll. We're talking about the Ideal Savings Program here in Idaho. I'd like to know if you have any success stories, but any students who, you know, were able to take advantage of this, who maybe wouldn't have been able to go on.
So we do hear from parents all the time, just anecdotally, about maybe they're still paying off student loans. Mm-hmm. And so they're saying, I don't want my child to have to go through that. And grandparents, and specifically, I have a grandparent in mind from Twin Falls. His name is Tony Billiard. And he had found out about it through his workplace of work and signed up for it. And he was saving for his granddaughter and single mom. The granddaughter's mother, mm-hmm. they went on a camping trip and she had, she was 10 and she had mentioned that she just didn't think that she was going to be able to go because mom is worried about money and so forth. And he hadn't told her about the account. And he then had the privilege of saying, you'll be able to go. I've been saving for you. And so that really is making all the difference for that child to be able to go. And, you know, it's very heartwarming. It's something that I always say to my family, it's the best thing you could give to my child. Mm-hmm. Right? Because it's saying that you believe in them. So I also have single moms, teenage moms, that maybe their parents had saved for them. They had a teenage pregnancy. So then that was a challenge that came into their life mm-hmm. unexpectedly. But they know that they have that money set aside. So when things settle down, they'll be able to go. And that is something that's encouraging them.
So you can use it at any point then.
Yes.
It's not necessarily like graduate high school. And then you have to use this.
Right. And, you know, I think most of us adults know that life experience is really helpful. And mm-hmm. some of us need some time before we go back to school to have some life experience, put things into perspective and really figure out what we want to do. And that's fine. Your money is waiting for you when you're ready. You know, you might need a couple years or you might start and stop because life happens, right?
Life happens, yeah.
Or you might be in your job for a while and you might need to get some new skills as an adult. That's fine as well. And so I do meet older people as well, and they are mostly surprised that they can use it for themselves.
I'm surprised by that. I don't think I'd ever heard that.
Yeah. And you really just have to have a Social Security number and be enrolled in an institution.
So what else should people know about saving for college? Because, I mean, as you talked about earlier, mm-hmm. I mean, the financial aspect is critical. But there are other things that go into knowing that you can go on in whatever capacity that looks like for you.
Right. You know, this is also something new that in this last year, you can now use it for K-12 expenses. And so it's for tuition only in K-12, up to $10,000 per student. So that is something that you know, is new. You can use this for tuition at higher education, tuition, room and board required supplies. So if you're in welding and you need a torch and a hat, that's covered. You can use it for on and off campus board.
Really?
Board. Yes. There are, you know, stipulations with that. Mm-hmm. But it's books, computers, internet. It's very wide in what you can use it for. So this is something that if you are, as a parent and or as a loved one, you know, you're helping someone to really solidify that goal and that expectation. Mm-hmm. You can do this. We're going to help you, that sort of thing. And the nice thing is with a tool like Ideal, where the money is invested, you're getting tax deductions, or there's incentives, you are able to bridge the gap because likely, you know, hopefully you might be able to get some free financial aid. But if you don't, like most of us, it will lessen the likelihood of the amount of loans that you might have to take, right? So this is a tool that helps parents be proactive and also helps it become more doable.
I have a question from a listener, Mike.
Sure.
And he says, does a grandparent's account count as an asset for the parents of the student in determining grant or loans that are available?
Okay, so good question. And it depends on when the money is withdrawn. So grandparents, we usually say in our field that...
And I have like 20 seconds.
Okay.
I've got to have you say it
so
fast.
Yes and no. So yes, but only we always say put... withdraw the money the last year and it won't affect them the next year.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much.
Yes.
Christine Stoll has been my guest today talking about the Ideal College Savings Plan.